Find a seat. Thanks for coming to this emergency meeting on short notice. Now, I know this is our busy season, so we won't waste any time. I'm handing it over to Books Walden, head of Mall Safety and Security, to tell us what's going on.
Okay, everybody. Now, I know this will sound outlandish, even impossible, but something has been appearing out of nowhere and eating up shoppers one by one, and then disappearing again. And that something is sharks.
Sharks?
In the mall?
Impossible.
Outlandish.
That's exactly what I said myself at first. But look at this video. Here's a shopper walking away from the food court this afternoon. Then this shark seems to just rise up out of the floor, swallow the shopper whole. And then it goes off camera and disappears.
Books, is there any chance that this video is a fake, generated by AI or something like that?
Nope. Sorry, no. This came directly from our own internal security cameras.
But sharks are fish. They live underwater and attack swimmers, not shoppers. How are they even getting into the mall? And how can they survive out of water?
Was it something to do with that boat expo they have set up in the atrium?
This was no boating accident. Those are good questions, for sure. Right now, we have a lot more questions than answers. We have no choice but to shut down the mall until we know what's going on.
Sacre bleu!
Now wait just a minute, Mr. Walden. This is the biggest shopping week of the year. We can't just shut down the mall. That would be a disaster for this year's profits.
But we can't just let our customers walk into mortal danger without doing anything.
How many shoppers are we talking about? How many have been eaten by a shark so far?
At least three that we know about for sure.
Now, I care about our shoppers as much as anybody, but that is statistically a very small percentage of shoppers that we've lost. On the other hand, if we shut down the mall, we definitely lose 100% of them.
I'm very uncomfortable with just opening the doors and waiting to see who's going to be the next shark snack. If I have to, I'll take this security footage to the feds, and they will shut down the mall.
Can't we sprinkle all the entrances with holy water and hang up strands of garlic?
Sharks aren't vampires. They're a completely different species.
Excuse me, Ms. Strawbridge. I know someone who can help us. He's a sharkologist, a shark expert. Very big online, on TikTok, and on Shark Week. If anyone can figure out how to stop these sharks, he can.
Bugler, is this another one of your crazy schemes?
That sounds perfect. Bring in your shark guy and solve this problem.
Listen, Bugler, you have 24 hours. If you don't catch the sharks by then, I will shut this place down.
Someone made a winter wonderland, a thousand strings of love.
Everything is turning into magic. Suddenly I'm struck with the urge to sing. Is it you who's waving wands, casting spells, and making magic out of everything? Is it you who's going round, shaking sparkle dust?
Squint, I'm so glad you could come and help us with this emergency. We have never been more in need of an expert sharkeologist.
It's a good thing you called me, Bugler. These great white Christmas sharks can be deadly. But we'll take care of your shark problem in no time. Now, according to my calculations, the next attack is going to happen right over here at 12:34 p.m.
That's amazing. How did you calculate that?
I borrowed a supercomputer and did 100,000 randomized simulations. Also, all the previous shark attacks have been at this exact location at exactly 12:34 p.m.
So that's why we roped off this area. But shouldn't we clear away these mannequins dressed in swimsuits?
No. Those mannequins are there on purpose. As shark bait. Because if there's one thing we learned from all those shark movies, it's that sharks love to gobble up good-looking people in swimsuits.
Oh, I see. And the mannequins are wearing their swimsuits with winter caps and scarves because...
Because it's Christmas season. Come on, man, where's your Christmas spirit? Now, the gigantic great white Christmas shark will be arriving right here in 2 minutes. So let's duck behind this cardboard cutout of a fishing boat, where we'll be completely safe.
Good idea. There's one thing I still don't understand. How are the sharks even getting into the mall?
It's got to be some sort of shark-specific transdimensional gateway. These sharks are being sent here on purpose. By someone who's evil and extremely lazy.
Evil, I get. But why do you say they're lazy?
The time, 12:34, is the dead giveaway.
Just pick a random time for the shark attack.
Oh, okay, boss. 1, 2, 3, 4, enter!
Whoa, you're so smart.
These mannequins are packed with explosives, but the explosives are set to go off only after a transdimensional jump. So after the sharks eat the mannequins and get pulled back through the gateway, the explosives will blow up not only the shark, but they'll also blow up the whole jump gate. And that means no more sharks in the mall, ever.
Has anyone ever told you how smart you are?
Oh, it's no big deal. This is Sharkeology 101. Oh no! Hey kids! Get away from those mannequins! It's very dangerous!
Oh, for the love of God! How did those kids get in? I literally put up a sign that said, Area closed for maintenance.
This is no time for taking selfies! Come over here and hide with us behind this boat!
We should have known we would need a bigger boat.
Duck down! Right here! Just a few seconds, the shark will be here... Look! There it is! Oh, not more kids taking selfies! Kids, watch out for that shark!
Oh, no! Squint, don't do it! Oh, dear God, I can't watch.
Whose plan it was, I do not know. To limbo under the mistletoe. Now we have sunk to an all-time low, making mincemeat of Christmas. What do I hear? That was the last of the glass reindeer. Let's haul it away and call it a day. It's time to say better luck next year.
So Squint defeated the shark, destroyed the jump gate that was bringing the sharks into the mall, and saved the kids who were taking selfies, but at a terrible cost. He lost his own life.
You had me worried when you said terrible cost, because I thought you were talking about money. But if he's dead, I assume we don't even have to pay him.
At least we can honor his memory and appreciate the fact that 24 hours later, we're not having a shark attack in the mall.
Yes, thank you, Captain Squint, for the noble sacrifice you made in the name of Christmas shopping. It's so good to be able to say that it's 12:34 and there's no shark coming to... Wait, what the hell is that?
Squint, what happened? How did you survive? We assumed that you went down with the ship 24 hours ago when those explosives went off.
Just a lucky break. After I delivered the bomb, I was able to jump off halfway through the dimensional leap. And I landed right here. 24 hours later, you say. It was just 5 seconds for me.
I guess you're going to have to pay your sharkeologist bill after all, Ms. Strawbridge.
Damn it. I mean, good job, Captain Squint.
Hooray! Now we can all have a Merry Christmas.
You're supposed to have a Merry Christmas. A holly jolly, solidly Merry Christmas. We were supposed to have a Merry Christmas, but nobody told the mall shark.
Mall sharks!
Ha 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 ha, sharks!
Mall
sharks!
to